Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
This is Kate, and I want you to know that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, and I have partnered up. MyPillow has fantastic products. Not only the amazing MyPillow, but dog beds, absorbent soft towels, wonderfully soft sheets. I mean, the most amazing softest sheets. The best in the marketplace. Luxurious robes, incredible mattresses, you name it. He has the very best products for the very best price. You won't find these prices anywhere else. You also get to support two things, Mike Lindell and of course, Truth and Radio, my show. You get to support both of us and keep this show on the air when you buy these products for your home directly from MyPillow.com. There's a lot of advantages to buying direct from MyPillow as well. Wedding gifts, Father's Day, Mother's Day, just the very best products for your home. Use the code word Kate at MyPillow.com and get the best discounts, and you'll be telling everyone about these products. Those towels get every bit of moisture off your body. I'm not kidding. The sheets, oh my gosh, the softest sheets you will ever experience. You really need to get these great products and help us both out. Keep this show on the air, and Mike's movie, Absolute Proof, is a must-see. It's all about the voting fraud. So make sure, support both of us. Go to MyPillow, use the word Kate, get steep discounts on everything. I really thank you for this. Thanks, you guys.
Lamar.
Rise and shine, fragile Americans. There's a victimhood to be claimed and microscopic germs to fear. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Hello, my name is What's-Her-Face. Recently, several of my colleagues and I were deleted from Instagram for telling the truth about... I'm sorry. For spreading baseless theories and dangerous misinformation about one of our modern medical miracles. One that I dare not speak of. Today, I would like to offer my... What was it?
Sincerest apology.
My sincerest apologies, and I come to you with a special announcement. I am now a proud member of the cult of Scientism. I am here to assure you from firsthand experience that the shot is 100% safe. Aside from the heart palpitations, brain fog, facial paralysis, heavy period, breast swelling, blood clots, schizophrenic tendencies, and feeling like my soul has left my body, I feel like a brand new woman because my DNA has literally been altered.
Okay, that's enough.
Just kidding.
Just stick to the script.
I said what you asked me. Thank you very much for watching, and please remember to continue complying because we will be going back to normal in approximately 2 more weeks. And if you can, please support my Patreon. Because I had to shut down my business to appease the masked zombies.
He's being a funny guy. I said that's enough.
I mean, I gladly sacrificed my livelihood for the greater good. All right, guys, until next time, don't forget to double mask and stick the testing swab right up your ass. Is that good?
That's too funny. Really, truly. I loved it. I concur with the end. Anyway, that's how it feels, right? Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I know I was laughing because Mike Lee wrote a letter to Jill Biden and said, my state was, we're getting the shot out. Pat us on the head like a good boy. we're doing what we're supposed to with the agenda and all. I don't know why he's doing that. Anyway, you can tell somebody, welcome to the state without trying to pander to them. But, you know, whatever. Everyone likes to call it civility. I call it pandering. So I'm not quite sure what Mike Lee's doing. But I have to laugh because he did this on, he put it out on Facebook, his letter to her, because she was visiting the state today and nobody cared. Nobody cares about her visit to the state today. Nobody wants to understand what Jill has to say. Jilly. Anyway, he was censored. He was COVID fact-checked. Senator of America, senator, senior senator, okay, fact-checked by Facebook. And he has conversations with Mark Zuckerberg all the time. The face, the fake face of Facebook, the one that got assigned to be the face of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, who didn't invent it. It was called LifeLog. The CIA did it. Anyway, I'm just laughing because Mike Lee got fact-checked because he mentioned the word vaccines. And even though he was pandering and saying how good we were being, good little global citizens, still he got fact-checked. So go over to frankspeech.com and sign up. It's open now and you'll love it and it's censor-free. Hi, Susan.
Hello.
How are you?
I am so glad to have you.
Glad to have you.
Thank you. We have a lot of
random stuff to talk about. I'm going to take a phone call first and then we'll launch in. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller.
Just go right ahead. Quick note on that.
Sure.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can. Go ahead.
Okay. So with Senator Mike Lee, because I'm from your state, I actually sent, when all of this was happening last year, I sent a letter to every single representative at the federal level, and I said, okay, if anybody, Mike Lee, Mr. Constitutionalist, can sue and figure out how to fix this conundrum that you seem to have with deplatforming Facebook and all of these other monstrosities, it would be you. So you need to get on it. Cricket. Cricket. Cricket.
Nothing.
Cricket.
Huh? Nothing?
Nothing. Nothing in response. And I get that you're busy. And I get that you're going to give me a form letter back. Mm-hmm. But if you give me a form letter, at least have the decency to have your intern make sure that the form letter matches what it was that I was actually writing about.
Wow.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Wow, they can't
and
even get the right
not
form
had
letter?
The same have not had the same glasses on for him ever since. And I mean, I sent one to Romney, I sent one to a couple other Chris
people.
Stewart, blah blah blah. And I did get responses back and they were actually, you know, in
regards
to
form letters that applied to the topic. That's good. That's good.
But they applied to the topic.
At least their staff was working hard.
There's that for you. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Wow. Thank you. I want to bring up a really solid point, and I really hope people will listen to my point. When people say Mike Lee has a 90% constitutional rating, so therefore, end of conversation, done with that, he gets a pass, and now we get to worship him. Okay. The problem with that is the 90% constitutional rating only tells half the story. When they go into office and they're voting on bills, a lot of these bills that these jackal boneheads write are absolutely anti-constitution. So it shouldn't be a difficult thing to vote no on them, right? To take a stand for the Constitution on voting, okay? Here's the problem, though. It doesn't tell you that 90% constitutional rating, what they're actually truly doing to restore liberty. What are you doing? Are you getting rid of the omnibus bill? Are you at least trying? Have you even mentioned it? Are you recognizing the unconstitutional acts that took place, the priority and the free-for-all that's going on with the spending and everything done under emergency acts? Are you going to reduce those emergency acts? Are you going to take away the omnibus bills that actually give us all of our spending that's out of control? Are you going to do things that restore liberty to the people, because these emergency acts are killing us? Are you going to do anything? Because that doesn't apply to that. And I haven't seen him do much. It's very small. And if somebody cannot stand up in his position and admit there was fraud, complete and total fraud in this election and in many others, but this election just because it was so obvious, then I'm sorry, I've lost respect for you. You're not standing up for what's right. He put his head in the sand and he said it didn't exist. He even went as far as to say, I don't see fraud. I called the governors and the governor said, nope, not our state. And that was the end of my investigation. Well, Mike Lee, what's wrong with you? I'm sorry. Do you actually think after Biden could only pull 13% of his own party's vote, do you actually think that all of America voted for him? Are you kidding me? So why isn't he admitting that? So don't just take the constitutional as the pass, because that they don't get a pass for that. That's an expectation. That isn't like, oh, you're doing so. Oh, yay, you. No. They should all be 100%. They should all be doing very, very well with the Constitution, given their job. That's their job. Okay. If they don't know their job, get out of office. But you don't give them a pass for that either. You have to hold their feet to the fire. What does it mean to hold feet to the fire? And that's what I'm trying to say is we don't hold feet to the fire. What we do is we go, well, this person gets a pass. They're pretty good most of the time. That's not good enough. He's not doing anything. Him and Rand Paul need to do more to secure liberty because they're some of the only ones that get it. We need more of them to do good, not just to be reliant on a vote. Come on, let's do some good. So I just had to say that and probably offended many, but who cares? I'm an equal opportunity offender. Susan, so how are you?
Great. I've written letters to Mike Lee too.
Yeah.
They called me back and I missed the call. So I called them back and then I haven't heard back.
I might not.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to start over square one. That's okay.
Yeah. Let's take a quick phone call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes. Mike Lee's a poser. Years ago up here in Salt Lake, a local radio show host on Bob Lonsberry, KNRS, he got fired the day after he endorsed Tim Bridgewater, which was Mike Lee's opponent.
Ooh.
The day after.
Ouch. Ouch. Thank you. Yeah.
He's energy. Oh. He's energy solutions boy.
Oh, I see. Okay. Thanks for that. Ouch. Yeah, I'm sorry. This crew, my congressman is a hot mess, and he's just horrifying to me. He's such a pandering little weak little, what, mother, may I? What can I do next to please the people and tell you what you want to hear so I get patted on the back? But that's what they're all turning into. That's my problem. It's discouraging. Anyway, okay, let's talk, Susan. We are bombing Afghanistan.
Yes. And there's
this is news.
There's an interesting reason about how this process has come forward. And it has to do with a color. And the color is called ultramarine. It's made from lapis lazuli, which is mined only in Afghanistan. So there's these six mines. And what's sad about it is there are so many natural resources in Afghanistan. They say it's about $1 trillion worth. So that if the people actually had access to that, it could become a very wealthy country. But what happens is it is on a scale of 168 countries in terms of corruption. It is 166. That's how corrupt the country is. So it alternates between the leadership of the country taking all the profits to the rebels or the Taliban taking all the profits. And so right now there's a warlord in charge of the profits, and they're trying to set up, they're buying weapons, and they're trying to set up their own government. And they're getting, so opium is their number one crop and sense course of revenue. Second is lapis lazuli, and now it's gold, illegal gold mines. And so you think this doesn't affect us, but lapis lazuli is used a lot in jewelry here in the United States, and people sell it, big department stores sell it, and it's beautiful. It's a deep, rich blue, and I just
gemstone.
Yes, it is so beautiful, and it's been used since the Egyptian days. So Tutankhamun, King Tut, his sarcophagus, the gold sarcophagus that they buried him in, is inlaid with beautiful lapis lazuli. And it's the only place, and the Egyptians loved it. In fact, Cleopatra had it ground, and then she used it as eyeshadow. So it was in right. their culture, because compared to the arid area they were in, mm-hmm. you had this beautiful deep, and it's laced with what's called fake gold, pyrite. So it's gold and blue. Yes.
Whoa. So Elizabeth Taylor had her makeup right.
Interesting. That's right. Exactly.
1960s endeavor. All right. Be right back. 50s, 60s. Anyways, be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. More with Susan when I come back.
Are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Get that out of your head today. You really won't. I'm serious. Texas tornadoes. Love it. A little bit is better than nada. Sometimes you want the whole enchilada. See, you will not forget that. Anyway, all right. Welcome back to the show. Get over to MyPillow.com and put in the code Kate. You'll get up to 40% off. And you'll also grab those two-for-one specials on the sheets and all kinds of wonderful things that they have there, the slippers, the sheets. And even Susan, her sheets are the color of the very gemstone she's talking about.
It's called Lake Blue.
Lake Blue.
And it's this deep royal blue that is stunning.
Yeah, it is pretty stunning, I have to say.
Yeah.
It is. And the sheets are heavenly.
Yes.
Aren't they great?
Yes.
I keep telling people this. I'm like, you have no idea how good their down comforters are. They're like perfect. And I've never found a perfect one until now. They're perfect. The cover on them that you can order for them from MyPillow is the most softest and most amazing cover. I'm serious. I like getting crawling into bed. They are, the whole setup is just amazing. And the toppers are, if they can turn any crappy mattress you have into a wonderful mattress, but then they also sell mattresses. So, and the mattresses are like around $1,000. So they're actually really affordable for people.
Right.
But you can even get 30% off and 40% off. So go to mypillow.com, put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, my first name. Please do this, because I'm asking you to do this because it helps the show. And if you listen to the show, you know how tough this is to stay on the air and be able to do this in this climate of bought and sold media whores. So I'm asking, sincerely asking, to help the show, please. And you're going to get great products anyway. So you're going to get this great product, and then all of a sudden you're helping Truth in Radio. What a win. And then also sign up for Frank Speech so that you can be on censor-free Facebook type of situation there, which is great. FrankSpeech.com. And my show is one of the preferred subscribe shows. I'm loving this. In fact, they just asked me to send them a headshot today. They're wonderful in doing this and in showcasing great media out there. So I'm thank you. And please support frankspeech.com and his movies, Mike Lindell TV. Mike TV. Mike Lindell. I forgot the name of it. Just look it up. Mike. I can't remember.
LindellTV.com.
Thank you. Lindell, this is why I have Susan. LindellTV.com. Thank you. My brain is hash. I got no sleep. So anyway.
Yes. All and right. The three movies are
the
essential.
The three movies are essential.
And even a teenager could get what he is saying.
Yeah.
Because one of them is a math teacher who's a physicist, but who taught talented kids math. And so his explanation skills are stunning.
Oh, it's so good. And can I just say one thing? Please, please do not stop telling these little jackals in government that you want them to stand up for fraud. Remind them. See, they think enough time has passed now where they're like, oh, just drop it. Don't just drop it. We have elections coming. We have elections coming up. They're not doing a damn thing about it. They are so silent, it's sickening. What traitors to this nation. I look at all of them just like a bunch of jackals. They're just a bunch of traitors patting their own pocket, loving power. Tell them off. Tell them what to do. Tell them that you recognize that they never stood up for fraud, put their head in the sand, and even went as far as to say there wasn't fraud. And if they're that far gone, they're bought and sold, I'm sorry to tell you. And I'm sorry that I take away any hope in government, but they all suck. And I'm just being honest. They're all horrific. And they're stabbing you in the back with a smile. And if you like that sort of treatment, Maybe you need to find an abusive spouse. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you like it. I don't know. I mean, honestly.
Well, you know what? There is something called betrayal trauma. And betrayal trauma is when you have a spouse or somebody that yep. you've put trust in betrays you
right.
and does something critical that affects your life. And this describes well,
what
betrayal.
Does the American people do for 100 years? Thank you. Can you beat me some more? Oh, thank you. I love you. I love your family. I love your website. I like your speeches. Can you just beat me some more and stab me in the back some more? You quite haven't nailed the spine. Please, please get a knife and just stab me in the back, please. This is what we do as American populace. And then when they run for re-election, we're like, oh, I don't love everything, but he's the only name I know on the ballot. I recognize his name. He's a nice guy. He got back to me in an email. He really wrote me back. Not his staff sending a form letter. No, it was him, I swear. That's really nice. That's what we do. That's our elections right there. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. I can't do this very quickly. I'll try. I don't want to be a downer. But when you look at the whole picture and study it for years and you see the betrayal of Mike Lee, you see Obama telling children at 12 getting vaccines, you see the whole world cooperating with this pandemic. And you see our whole government, people right. that you thought that were, you knew, and you, mm-hmm. your system was real. There's something else hideously terrible going on here, and it is coming real quick. And it's funny how they've zeroed in on us to make us take these vaccines as quickly as possible. And the richest people in the world that have all the power and all the money, they're still printing money trying to destroy us. Now, Amen. To be honest with you, mm-hmm. I don't know whether this is human or something else, mm-hmm. but there's a hideous power. It's like an alien, you know, when you touch the creature, the acid mm-hmm. hit the ground, and you couldn't kill it because it would kill you.
Oh, like Satan. That's
almost like what's going on here. Yeah. They mm-hmm. flex their muscles, mm-hmm. but they don't want to be seen. That's why they use front people like Barack Obama, the Democrats, and all these other world leaders.
Yeah.
It is scary what's
Amen.
Going on. And that's just food for thought. I
Amen.
Don't want to freak anybody
oh,
out.
You're not. This audience gets it. thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you. The call is great. And yeah, we've said these things on the show. Believe me, we get it.
I like the word betrayal.
It is a betrayal.
Because when you've put, we're paying them. Mm-hmm. And we're holding them up.
And giving
as
them
a
power.
Representative. Mm-hmm. Giving them power. And they exercise that power in ways that do not benefit us, but benefit other people who've yeah. probably given them money.
I know. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
The people in the American government, mm-hmm. the last 20 years, mm-hmm. we are leaving Afghanistan with nothing.
Yeah.
No victory.
Well, there is and heroin. The people- I mean, you have to give it up for heroin, though.
The poppy feels.
Well,
I mean,
no, heroin is really bad for people, Kate.
I know, but you have to give it up for our endeavors there.
Opium is great high. But,
well, you have to, you know.
That's beyond the point.
They were ambitious.
The people of Afghanistan, it didn't work with the Americans mm-hmm. to make something good.
Right, right.
You are going to get a taste of the Chi-Coms now.
Ooh.
And you are going to really, really think, oh, we screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Mike,
right.
by the way, 90% of the time, I'm a really great guy. But right now, I'm stealing your car. And thank your wife for leaving her purse in the car.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, you.
Let's take one more caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi there.
Hi.
I enjoy listening to your show. Thank you for all that you're doing for
thank
us.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just had a question.
Sure.
At what point are we supposed to defend the Constitution? Is there a clause in there that says how bad it has to get before
I wish
stand up and protect it?
I wish, because the founders would be horrified as to what we've allowed in this nation, what we've become, and how we've let it be completely hijacked by total traitors. So I wish there was. I do.
Yeah. I just wonder because, I mean, how far gone do we have to let it go?
Mm-hmm.
Before we wake up and say, it's time to defend our Constitution and our God-given right.
I agree. This is exactly why I do shows about cures for smallpox, to tell you the truth, because I feel like we can do what we can to stand. I don't know how much hope there is in that, but save your family at least, because I do have a gut feel for things that are coming, and so do my guests. And I'm telling you, make sure your family's protected as much as they can be, or they have the understanding of the Constitution as much as can happen, and that we defend it as much as we can, because I don't ever want to be responsible for not defending it. And I don't care how bad it gets, we still have a responsibility to it, to defend it, even when it looks bad. And I just think that we just really need to get down to business and do as much as we possibly can right now.
I agree. I mean, especially with the push they're making on our guns.
Mm-hmm.
Our guns aren't for hunting purposes.
Right.
They're to protect us from an overreaching government.
Amen.
And from what I'm hearing and seeing, that's happening.
Yes.
So
yes.
At what point, I know there's probably 80 million plus of us out there that has voted a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
We've been silenced. And At what point do we stand up and say enough is enough?
And we didn't vote for that cad in Washington, I'll tell you that much. I don't even know
if
he's in Washington.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
And we were silenced against our own will.
Yep.
So at what point do we say no more?
Amen. Thank you for your call. Love it. Love it.
So true.
Okay, we'll take one more call.
No, that's great.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, that earlier caller who called about Afghanistan, the fact of the matter is we may be pulling our troops out of Afghanistan, but we are privatizing that war. We're sending over mercenaries that would be paid by the American government.
Yep.
That's what's really happening.
Thank you.
It's always good to get clarity on that. There's always a game. There's always an edge, right?
Yeah, there is.
Of how things work out. Yeah, it's a big scramble for power over there. Right now, there's a warlord who is in charge of this lapis lazuli and this gold that's being illegally mined. And they said, unless this situation where you can cut them off from those resources happens, there will never be peace in Afghanistan because they can fund their own war. So that's what's going on in part. And you think about who is selling weapons to these warlords to perpetuate the wars, right?
Right.
So how did we spend all that life, all that blood, all that money? And how was Afghanistan? You know, as soon as Biden said we're pulling out, there was a massive explosion in Kabul. Massive. The day he said it.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of timing, different subject.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy Giuliani has just said that he has found out that the day he became President Trump's lawyer was May 1st, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And they have just found out it was the day that the FBI started spying on them. The same day.
No way.
Yes.
That's
he goes, what are the odds?
There is no more
what
odds.
What were they? And it was to defend him against the Russia hoax and defend him against the fake impeachment.
Interesting.
Right.
Oh, man.
So
there is so many.
There is something going on. There's even articles, quite a few actually being written.
Right.
Is the FBI obsolete?
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to get rid of it and just give those powers to like the U.S. Marshals, other investigative agencies?
They never had the authority to be anyway. They never had the authority to do the FBI and they didn't care. And when they colluded and got in bed with CIA and got in the same offices, they told everybody that it was fine to do this. And this was the first year of Obama's first term. And they share information, and they had been sharing before that, but they actually made it more, let's say, legalized, like not legalized, but they basically said this is okay now that the FBI and CIA share, right? Duties and info and everything else. And so it's so corrupt. We were never supposed to develop the CIA that we have that is running around doing all kinds of stuff to us. That was never supposed to be. We were never supposed to have a federal police force. The founders would be just abhorrent over, they would find it abhorrent that we have a federal police force. They were never supposed to do that. It's disgusting. We have so many things randomly to tell you that are such good information. Stick around for the last segment of the show. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
$10. You're doing the samba in the car. Oh, I love it. Cinco de Mayo. All ready. I welcome you back. Just makes you want to do it. Seriously. Samba. Years ago, I did a product for Dancing with the Stars, and he taught the samba. And this is one of the dancers on Dancing with the Stars, and it was so fun to watch that dance. I love it. I love that dance. Anyway, okay. It was a video series. Anyways, so welcome back to the show, Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com. Go there. Put in the code KATE. You'll get 35% off and free shipping. There's just no reason not to do it. Do it. I mean, you're right. Your body needs it. Your body needs more nutrients. Bolster it up right now, because I'll tell you what, all the stuff we've been doing to it, the flu shots and everything else, you're killing your immune system. So make sure that you're at least getting Balance of Nature. My gosh, it's like, at least get Balance of Nature so that you have that supplement in pill form coming into your body, 31 fruits and vegetables every single day, and your body will thank you. Balanceofnature.com, code word KATE. So there's a bunch of random things we want to talk about right now, and there's like a list. So let's go through point by point, because each one of these is important, and I'll do this as a separate podcast so that you can share this information with your loved ones. Go to katedalyradio.com to get the podcast. Okay, so let's start with, you have something you want to say about pools as we're going into summer season.
Yes, summer season. So okay. For the southern states, pools are already open. It's getting warm now. And every year, there are children under the age of 5 who die in swimming pools.
Sure.
And so I had quite a few children. I had 7 children, and one of them was a runner. He would get out mm-hmm. the door. He would go on adventures. We could not keep track of him. You would think curious. There were so many of us. He was very curious. But my big dilemma came when my husband said to all the kids, we're going to get a house, and we're going to get a house with a pool. And the kids were all cheering. And uh-huh. I thought, oh, my goodness, he's going to die. So I started researching child accidents. And after reading hundreds of them, I realized that there was a pattern. And the pattern is that children will be drawn to water, mm-hmm. of course, uh-huh. and parents tend to not anticipate what is dangerous. So when you, as a parent, stand on the edge of a pool and there's 3 feet of water, mm-hmm. to a 3-year-old, that may as well be a 100-foot cliff. Okay. Because if they fall in,
they don't. Yeah, you're right.
So we don't have the same mm-hmm. sense of danger as to what is truly dangerous to them.
Sure.
We're also distracted by phones. Uh-huh. We're also distracted by other people. Mm-hmm. I will never forget the story of a woman who was sitting at a wedding, talking to a cousin, just very engaged in the conversation, and an image popped into her mind of her 3-year-old standing in a stream. And there was a stream at the venue, and she went running out there, and there he was. Jeez. You know, calf,
you just gave me chills.
Mm-hmm. Knee deep. And for if had that not happened, who knows what that result would be. And so it is literally the worst mistake a parent can accidentally make. And this mistake is made. Let me tell you the ways. One day, for days and days, a child cannot open a door and get out. And then one day they can. Mm-hmm. And so you have to double up, triple up on the locks. I watched, it was actually another child in a diaper, pick up a broom, use the broom handle to try to get the hook and eye latch off the top. And I just was watching him.
Right, right.
He had it. He could have gotten that. And I thought, what am I up against here? So children have this relentless energy. If, you know, they always say, sleep when the children sleep, you take a nap. Well, many, many incidences happen when the parents are asleep and the child gets out.
You're right.
So
and they get that overwhelming fear because they think they're in 100 feet of water. So that fear takes over and they wouldn't even think to put their feet down, or sometimes, you know, because they might be in shallow water. It happens in shallow water.
So you can have it with something called shallow water drowning, actually. Mm-hmm. And I was appalled when an article just came out that said some organization was saying for swimming, you should exhale underwater mm-hmm. so that you don't spread COVID. Like, you're going to hold your breath.
Can
and
we get any more moronic? I don't know.
But let me just tell you, there are adult swimmers who have died mm-hmm. when they took a deep, deep breath and then swam as hard as they could and they passed out underwater. So it's this dry drowning.
Okay.
You really, if you have a babysitter or grandparents, uh-huh. that is when accidents happen as well, because they
Everybody's
do not Understand. Yes.
Yeah. And everybody's, you know, family reunions. It always happens at family reunions too, because nobody's paying attention.
Nobody's paying attention. Okay. Someone needs to be assigned and someone needs to watch the water itself. Okay. So anyway, that was
awesome.
Yes.
Thank you for that. By the way, if you're experiencing anything with shedding, okay, there's a lot of shedding going on. And John Rappaport, I won't have time to get to what he said, but maybe I can get there tomorrow because it's that important. John Robertson said that, not John Robertson,
Rappaport.
Rappaport said that there's all kinds of shedding happening. They're starting to document this.
From the vaccine.
This is a new, in the way that it's going on right now, it's very new.
Phenomenon.
New phenomenon. So here's the deal. If you find yourself having all these weird symptoms, bleeding and all kinds of different things, make sure that you go on a dose a week of, do it for a week, hydroxychloroquine, and then go to maybe one per week. And that can actually help. And that was Dr. Merritt's advice. So get your doctor to call that in for you. Hydrochloroquine, if you actually look, the side effects are scary. Do not be swayed by that, because they added a lot of those scary side effects last year. Isn't that coincidental? So that you wouldn't want to do it. But it's actually the safest, one of the safest medications they've ever prescribed over the last 50, 60 years. And so Dr. Merritt was laughing, because she goes, of course, they would change up the side effects to make sure people aren't, you know, are scared.
Or paranoid,
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you take that and it can actually wipe out a lot of stuff. It's really good. And make sure that you get on that if you're experiencing some things. And I also, what was the other one? Fertility rate. So a lot of women are saying spontaneous miscarriages are happening. And just be very, very aware of that too, that's going on a lot. So if you're pregnant and around a lot of vaccinated people, you might not want to be. I would like people to wear a sign if they are vaccinated so that I can know, because it's getting to be dangerous. A lot of people think there might be a bioweapon in the vaccine because of the shedding and the effects everyone is having from this vaccine. Is there something in that? But actually it's the shedding that's going on of it, because it's such a huge dramatic change to your body as well. But I'll do more on that tomorrow.
Well, okay. And we really don't know how things are unrolling, because there was a Dr. Harvey Risch, R-I-S-C-H, professor of epidemiology at Yale, who went on Steve Bannon's podcast and said, quote, 60% of new COVID patients have already been vaccinated. 60% of new COVID patients. Gosh. Why would that be happening?
I don't know. Let's talk about the steel. That was interesting. The steel job.
Yes.
It is not happening.
In Pennsylvania, this is actually such a shocking story, that U.S. Steel had planned a $1.5 billion project. Mm-hmm. And it was going to include 1,000 union workers, so you can imagine the wages, and they have canceled it.
Right.
They've canceled it, they said, due to conditions in Pennsylvania, the tax things going on, and it's just not as friendly an environment to start these projects. So it's literally like we're shedding jobs, right? We're shedding projects, we're shedding jobs. Right. And talk about a reversal. It's such a reversal. Everything was really booming. Mm-hmm. I know car sales are booming right now.
And gas is expected to go up heavily. You'd probably want to invest in crude right now, because gas prices are expected to go through the roof. Greg Mannarino says invest in crude, but it's insane. And what you're saying might be a new sweep of what going on as far as these jobs, because they're not going to get taxed to death to make the job unprofitable at all. I mean, they're not going to do that. So, of course, they're going to walk away from a lot of these things.
That's right.
We're going to lose a lot of companies to foreign, too, because of this jackal in office. So
that's right. And I was just reading, I think, on the Gateway Pundit that Biden has just announced another tax that's going to hit small businesses, the LLCs, the sole proprietorships, and he's raising the taxes on that.
Of course.
It's almost like they're trying.
No, they're really trying.
They're really, really trying. It's too much of a coincidence.
Look at your state and see how many businesses are going to get dinged now. Like my own state increased the unemployment tax so much so that now companies are facing this huge amount of money from last year. Even if they only had one employee, and even if that employee was unemployed for just a little bit, we're talking three times, four times the tax. And they're not really telling people this. So I feel bad for small business because small business is taking the brunt of this this coup of our country, and it's just sad. And I also wanted to mention this. The federal judge overturning the CDC's eviction moratorium, saying that the CDC does not have this kind of power. Isn't that nice? I'm happy to see that. That's some good news. Federal judge overturns. Federal judge, CDC's eviction moratorium. So, gosh, you mean private property that we own is our own? Oh, how nice. That's a nice thought. Well, good. At least somebody's standing up for it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Landlords couldn't figure out how to pay for their mortgages
right
on the properties. So it was great to have a federal judge actually go in the direction of the Constitution versus when Trump was in, the federal judges were stopping him from protecting the border, were stopping him from the travel bans. These federal judges just stepped in.
Right.
So now it's kind of going the other way.
I also wanted to mention, I mentioned that Papua, the Sarracenia, Sarracenia, Purpura, Purpurea. It's called pitcher plant. It's the northern purple pitcher plant.
P-I-T-C-H-E-R,
yeah. Pitcher. I always tease my husband because he calls, he calls pictures pitcher. I'm like, it is not. But then I say so many words wrong that he could totally annihilate me. So whatever. And believe me, you all tell me. So I know I've gotten lots of emails about all the words I say wrong and annihilate. It's okay.
But you're learning.
I don't care. I'm not here for that. I have no ego. It's fine.
Oh, my goodness.
It's fine that you're standing up for diction and for
elocution.
Thank you. But anyway, the Sarracenia. So you can actually get these tinctures. Herbie's Herb sells them. I don't have anything to do with any of these companies, by the way. But they do sell these. And it does say to take 2 to 20 drops. And in the 1850s, they were putting this into like teas and coffees and all kinds of drinks because you couldn't taste it. And it actually could wipe out smallpox within 12 hours because it wouldn't allow it to go in and spread in your body. I'll put it that way. It wouldn't allow it to go in and spread. But also at the same time in the 1850s, they found that this same plant, the northern purple pitcher plant, like a flytrap plant, okay, has to be fresh. It's got to be the root involved. And so some labs are only drying it from what's called aerial, from the from what you can see up above the root, up above the soil. But that's actually not true. And that actually reduces the potency. You really do need to have fresh and from the root. And also, I just wanted to mention, you can order this $10-$20, the tincture. Have it on hand. If you are a smart parent, I'm not joking here. You will have this on hand. Spend the $10 or $20, the cost of a pizza, and at least have this in your arsenal if anything were to ever happen. It actually, in the 1850s, they said it could solve smallpox, it could solve measles, scarlet fever, and typhoid. I mean, that's a lot of stuff. And
it was also
really good for the kidneys and liver. They also use it now for back pain. In fact, it has no side effects. And so what they were saying was, hey, I'm getting an injection from my doctor of this plant in, you know, for back pain in my back, you know, for all kinds of things that can go wrong, slip discs and everything. And people rave about it. They rave about it. I just want people to know about it so that you can make a decision after you do your own homework. I would get some and have it on hand. You don't know that they're not going to release smallpox, and they've kept it around this long, and they had articles about the debate of keeping it around, and our government was set on keeping it around. But in 2018, they started all these articles where they said, oh, Russia's going to release smallpox. They have it. And I'm thinking, what a joke. We have it in Atlanta. Give me a break. And some kind of accident when they send it to another lab, which they've done before, could result in havoc. But right now, the CDC says, well, the only treatment, there's no treatment. The only cure is the shot, their shot. I don't trust what they put in that shot. Sorry. And we haven't been vaccinated for this for 60 years. A lot of people walking around. So I would get some. I don't have anything to do with profiting off of this. I'm just telling you so you have good information. One of the most important things I've said on the show. Please, go get some. Go get some of it. They already make it. They do even do it in compounding pharmacies. But they actually make the tincture, all these herbal places. So anyway.
Yeah, and I got a newsletter from Dr. Shiva, and he was reminding people about glutathione.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Judy Mikovits has talked about. And it's
glutathione.
Like, yes, and how it is a triple, like not antibiotic, but it's anti-inflammatory.
Nice. We're gonna need these antivirals.
Glutathione.
These, yeah.
Yep.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for indulging us. And thank you, Susan.
My pleasure.
Info. A lot of info, I know. But that's what the show needs to be, because we have to make up for everything the mainstream media is shoving down our throats right now. Be right back. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. Not right back, but we'll be back tomorrow. Be faithful. Be fearless. Go to the website. Get the podcast. Share them. 888-673-1450 is the call. And you call in. If you've never called in, call in tomorrow. Love to hear from you. Everybody have a great night.